parts of the UK.
Stav Danaos, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 18th of March. There are warnings of gales in North Utsira, Trafalgar, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight: low west of Trafalgar 998, slow moving, expected 984 by midnight tonight. Low Bailey 980, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking southwest 5 to 7, veering west 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Utsira, south Utsira, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North Utsira, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. South or southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Thames, Dover, south backing east 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, except in Wight, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, east or southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic, becoming east or northeast later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Occasional rain, thundery showers later in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. East or northeast, 3 to 5. Drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Irish Sea, south backing northeast later, 3 to 5. Drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 4 to 6 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, west or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fair Isle, southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west, 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, west or southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, becoming southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south, 3. Mist, 5 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest, 5. 16 miles, 1,007, rising quickly. Lerwick, southwest, 7. 12 miles, 1,005, rising. Lucas, southwest, 4. 14 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Bridlington, south, 1. 1,016, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east, 4. 5 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 4. 5 miles, 1,016. Jersey, southeast by east, 4. 16 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, 1,013. Scilly Automatic, east by south, 3. Mist, 5 miles, 1,011, rising slowly. Valentia, east, 2. 11 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 3. Mist, 3 miles, 1,014, rising. Malin Head, south, 3. 11 miles, 1,012, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 18th of March. The general situation, low pressure to the northwest of the United Kingdom will bring a moderate to strong southerly or southwesterly airflow with rain or showers and gales continuing at first in the northwest. Towards the southeast, winds will be light or moderate with fair conditions. High pressure builds into Thursday, bringing lighter winds and more settled conditions. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South, becoming variable, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, backing easterly, 2 or 3 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly, 3 or 4, backing easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast, 3 or 4, backing east or northeast, 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast, becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast, backing northeast, then becoming variable later, 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times in north, otherwise mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in far north. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast, 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle at first, then mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate or poor at first. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, mainly northerly later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, becoming variable, then north later, 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle, then showers for a time, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 4 to 6, veering west or southwest, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Finally, Shetland Isles, southwest, 6 to gale 8, veering west, 4 or 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Good morning.
This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day, presented by Father Martin McGill.
Good morning. In January this year, during the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, an inter-church group from a Belfast Christian Arts Festival made a pilgrimage to Rome. During our visit, we spent time exploring some of the great basilicas and churches of the city, as well as making a very poignant visit to the catacombs. I found it deeply moving to experience this as part of a group of Christians, especially seeing the deep respect shown by those from the Reformed tradition as we entered places that hold such significance for the Catholic faith. On the Wednesday, we joined pilgrims and visitors from many parts of the world for the general audience given by Pope Leo. Afterwards, We were very blessed to have the opportunity to greet the Pope. When our moment came, I thanked him for his prayer and his work for Christian unity. He listened attentively and blessed us. Then as he moved away, he turned back and spoke five words to our group. Work all together for peace. Those words have stayed with me ever since. Spoken to an interchurch group from Belfast, those five words spoke into our history and pointed towards the future. They reminded us that peace is not built by goodwill alone, nor unity by polite agreement, but by shared labour, honest encounter, and sustained commitment. God of peace, we thank you for moments of grace that clarify our calling. Help us to work all together for peace, in our churches, in our city, and in our shared life. Give us patience, courage, and humility, and keep us faithful to the work of reconciliation you entrust to us. Guide us by your Spirit each day. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented